What's up, fellas? Even though it's a weird thing to say because a podcast is like a very personal, individual thing, so I'm talking to just you. But I like saying fellas. People are very interested in that. I've been saying it at work, like, later, fellas. And then, like, the ladies will be like, fellas, huh? But, like, you can, you know, go walk in and say, hey, what's up, guys? And no fucking women are like, guys, come on now. We like to pick and choose what weird shit that that we care about in that sense, don't we? But my name is Chris Johnson, and there's been a lot of like, marriage talk lately. Not with me. But I know people getting married, and I'm meeting a whole bunch of new people, so I'm finding out about their relationships and their wives and their fucking diamond sizes. Fuck. And maybe somebody else's divorce. That's interesting, too. Hey, I know you. You've been through a divorce? Me too. Did your wife want you to die? Or your husband? Did he say you were a piece of shit who had no job and no fucking money even though you worked full time but you just didn't make a lot? Did you go through that shit? So it's cool. No, I'm interested in all that stuff. And man, this new fucking job, gold mine for material. Oh. So weddings have come up. I found out about people's weddings. I found out that somebody got married in Vegas. You know, churches, all this horse shit. I'm interested in all of it. I haven't been to a wedding in a while. I used to like going to weddings. When I was married, I loved going to weddings. Except those weddings that you had to go with, like, your fucking husband or your wife where you didn't know anybody. But I still fucking went. I still went. And I'm going to tell you right now, my wife at the time, and I will say ex-wife. It seems weird to say wife. So my ex-wife and I were there. And when we went, we fucking locked shit down. I'm talking matching fucking outfits. Every fucking time, we fucking locked that shit up. We're gonna fucking go. We're gonna look good. We're gonna fucking look hot. We're gonna fucking seal this shit up, okay? So what do you got? What do you got there? You got the blue dress? I got the blue tie. You got a fucking red dress? I got the fucking red shirt. We're fucking matching shirts and dresses and fucking ties and shoes and shit because you gotta make a fucking impact. I wore a bright red shirt to my buddy's wedding. Bright fucking red shirt. Only asshole in the room with a red shirt. X had on the matching dress. Fucking lock shit down. You fucking go up to get some chicken wings. Everybody looks at you. You just hold your arms out, grab your balls and say, look at this shit. What the fuck are you going to do about it? I'm wearing a bright red shirt at your wedding. Hmm? How about that? Bright yellow shirt I fucking rocked. The fucking baby blue tie? Huh? Baby blue tie? That fucking thing? That matched the fucking bridesmaid's dress. That's right. X was in a wedding. I fucking matched my shit to the fucking bridal party. And guess what? I wasn't in the bridal party. I wasn't in there. I just got the fucking stones to fucking match my shit to the bridal party. Maybe that's what that girl was talking about when she fucking complimented my huge fucking balls. Episode 33. It's a hot one. It's a fucking hot one. It comes in hot and heavy. I came in guns hot for that one. So I was telling somebody about this one time. Like, I don't even know how the fuck it came up. I don't know how fucking anything comes up, but it comes up sometimes. So I'm like, yeah, man. My ex and I, we matched those outfits to weddings. And she was like, well, you know, Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears did that. And I should have just fucking ate a bullet right there. Like, really? You're going to fucking compare me to those two assholes. Although I will say this, Justin Timberlake saying dick in the box. So I'll blow him for that. It's hard for me to hate Timberlake, I guess, is what I'm saying. Because he's saying dick in the box. But Britney Spears, I mean, Britney Spears is a fucking mess. Britney Spears shaved her fucking head. She's walking across gas pads barefoot. Like, Jesus Christ. Fucking speeding with her fucking infant in the front seat or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But either way, apparently they matched and they broke up shortly after. So this person's like, you know, that's why you and your ex-wife broke up. Because you matched your shit at weddings. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. And I thought to myself, like, this better not be a serious conversation. Are we really going to have this conversation right now? Is that why? Is that why she left? Because we fucking lock shit down? I've never been told that my relationship ended because we matched our outfits. People are getting weird with me now. Because I've been like officially single for almost like 2 years now. So they're like, you know, depending on who you talk to, they're like, so, any young ladies live in your apartment complex? Like, I'm just going to fuck who's around. Busy people. Chappelle said the busy people do that. They fuck who's close to them. So, like Bill Clinton did that. That's why he let Monica Lewinsky blow him. She was just out the door, right? Like, business people fuck whoever the fuck they can fuck. Because they're jet-setting, you know? Like George Clooney and Up in the Air. It's a good fucking movie, by the way. But a guy like me? I don't know if I want to be fucking anybody close to me. So I get a lot of that shit, like, so you should be able to find somebody. Don't you just love that, too? Like, looks, buddy, you should be able to find somebody. You should. Somebody told me that recently. They're like, you should be able to find somebody. Oh, thanks. That's a great vote of confidence. Like, you take a good look at me and think, that's he kind of a dick. Oh, man, your head's a little big. I don't like that long hair. I don't really like the way you dress. Your clothes are too baggy. I don't like the sound of your voice. But you should be able to find somebody. That's like scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's what you say to like fucking circus freaks. Like, dude, goat lady, you've got horns, but you should be able to find somebody. There's somebody out there that might want to suck on those. You can listen to this over and over and over again by downloading it on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Acast, right? Is it Acast? I don't fucking know. I can't remember. I'm too many places. Tune in. Always on Twitter, though, @JohnsonHateYou. New episodes Sundays and Wednesdays, baby.